We have one of our young men who's been fighting a losing battle against alcohol and drugs all of his life, since junior high. His father and his sister died in the same week of two different illnesses. That's the first time I'd ever gone through one of those weeks with the family. He had been estranged from the church until then, but at the funeral, there he is. He's got, you know, piercings and all this other all over him and tattoos and, you know, dye and all that kind of stuff. At the funeral, I grabbed him and I hugged him. And I said, his name is also Josh. I said, "Josh, let me be your father from now on. Because you've taken a big loss. I want to be your da." We say da instead of dad. "I want to be your da." And he cried and he went, "Yeah." And by the way, I got an email from him this morning. We've been close. Well, a few months after that, he'd been good and clean. But he came in one Sunday and some people came to get me. They said, "You better get to the lobby. Josh is out there." Went out there and he was just and just walking around and tears were dropping off. And I looked at him and he was just, he couldn't look me in the eye. I could smell the weekend on him. The alcohol, the sweat, the tobacco, the herb. I could smell it. He said, "I've been good. I've been good for months, but I really made a mistake." And I said, "It's all right, son. It's okay. Come sit with me." And he said, "No, I can't go in there. I can't go in there anymore because what I did." And I said, "Buddy, only difference between you and me is I know your sin and you don't know mine. You got to come sit with me." And after about 15 minutes, we came and sat together. Now, at our Lord's Supper, like I said, we have stations around. One of our rules is look around. And if you see somebody struggling to walk, maybe they're older, they're injured, or they brought something like this, don't ask permission. Just take the Lord's Supper to them. Just pick it up and go to them. Well, as he's up there, the Lord's Supper comes and I get him up. He's still shaking, stinking. And we're up there taking the Lord's Supper and he's wiping his snot and the like. And he looks back and he sees an older lady trying to get out of the pew. He immediately grabs the plates and runs to her. And my thought was, if you're in a church where a confessed drug addict and alcoholic who says he has failed that the day before is allowed to serve the Lord's Supper, you have found the church of Christ. That's what we're to be about. By the way, he's been clean now for 4 years. We're very proud of him. And he is one of our tattoo ministry that we sent to Portland. And he and a buddy play in the bars out there, one of which is a biker bar. And he said, "Dad, you got to come out here when we're playing gigs." And I said, "Oh, well." And he goes, "Especially when we go to the biker bar." And I went, "Not so much." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "In a biker bar, I am considered bait." I'll send some other people out. But we have been Roman too long. We have been temple too long. We have been the people who have been trying to run back to the rules of the Old Testament too long. When Jesus instead speaks to Peter and says, "Don't you dare call unclean what I have called clean." We tend to run around going, "Unclean, unclean." When Jesus would sit and say, What's the best thing I can do for you right now?" And then do it. And people would follow him. After a while, they'll learn why.